Palazzo Gambalunga, the library. The building was constructed by Alessandro Gambalunga of Rimini, who was influenced by the architectural canons of Sebastiano Serlio. It was built between 1610 and 1614 in the main street where the houses of the ancient nobility of Rimini could be found. The building can be admired for the elegance of the structural and ornamental details inspired by classical architecture. What is of more interest than the architectural aspect of the building, though, is the fact that here can be found the library, the oldest and most important cultural institution of the city, named after Gambalunga, who left it to the town council on his death. We are, therefore, in the presence of one of the oldest public libraries in Italy and one of the most important for the manuscripts and various collections that it contains. If you want to complete the itinerary, the journey continues in the Civic Museum. The historical and artistic inheritance of the territory are collected here in the superb setting of the rooms and courtyard of the 18th century Jesuit college. Details of the opulent Ariminum of the imperial era, masterpieces of the 14th century Rimini school, further artistic evidence of the Malatesta court with exceptional artists such as Bellini and Ghirlandaio, 17th century art with the precious collection of paintings by Cagnacci, even up to the advertising graphics of Renato Zavagli, known as Gruo. The museum is situated in Via Tonnini 1, just round the corner from Piazza Ferrari, and can be reached by crossing the square. At the entrance to the museum, listen to file number 9.